reading from 2 Corinthians 10. Second Corinthians 10:3-6. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy words. You may be seated. It's a grand privilege to be in the house of God this morning, and especially to feel his mighty presence in songs and in music. Yes, and the dances. Yes, and we feel the mighty power of God from the mighty angel of God. Amen. Now standing on land and sea. Amen. It's the coming of the Lord. Amen. And we appreciate his presence today. So our mission here this morning is to be on the warpath again, to expose some more heretics, and this time in Ghana, Africa. And these heretics, they are the offshoots, the offspring of Apostle Jackson. So you will understand a little better. Junior Jackson was a good friend of Brother Branham. He was considered a dreamer. And Brother Branham interpreted some of his dreams concerning riding a white horse, and also, I think, the pyramid. So he was a beloved of Brother Branham. And then Jackson had to be exposed by us, and it was done on EODH Book 12. And we exposed about 28 heresies, way off heresies. Now, our exposure is not altogether concerning Jackson. He is now dead. I don't know if he even read those expositions. I'm still hoping somehow that God saved the man and forgave him. And I have hopes on these grounds that Jackson somehow lose his sanity because of the things that he preach, and the way he preached in opposition to Brother Branham and changed the very interpretation of the scriptures and the interpretation that Brother Branham gave to the scriptures, I believe the man suffered some kind of insanity. The things that he preached, you could look at them in book 12, that's the last chapter of the book, and you could see and understand that it took some insanity to say the things that he said. But this here is directed with, you know, the love and the hope of salvation for his followers and for other men who arose after the death of Brother Jackson. So there are three, that have arisen with terrible heresies. So the name of one is John Tay. Yes, and another, James Anda. They are located in Ghana, next door to our faithful servants of God that uphold the truth of Brother Branham's message expressed in EODH. Now, the main heresies of these two fellows, I will call them pastors, is number one, they deny Revelation 10:1 as coming down at the seals. We will pick up that a little later. Both men are denying that Revelation 10:1 is now on the earth. They are trying to explain away our kinsman redeemer that we love so much and who comes in our midst and is still here from this morning. Now, this is a serious heresy. Yeah. To tell us that Christ is not with us, and then misplace him and put him when mercy is over. When mercy is over, then will come down this mighty angel, Revelation 10:1. And in that time when he comes down, he will reveal the seven seals, seven thunders to us, and change our bodies for the rapture. Now another man put Revelation 10:1 further than them, and that was Ewald Frank, who was also exposed in book 12. And he placed Revelation 10:1 on the Mount of Zion with the Jews, saying that that is the time Revelation 10:1 is, you know, going to come down. Our prophet Elijah Branham placed him at the opening of the seal. And we are believers of that doctrine. And we are more than able to defend it and prove it in the scripture. And all that try to take away our kinsman redeemer will be proven liars. He is our strength. He is the presence of God. He is the strength of our life. Yes, he is our strength to continue in this Christian walk. Nobody is going to take him away from us.
Aloha.
So when Jackson died, there was mass confusion. Yeah. Mass confusion of who will be the leader. One arose and said that Jackson would not die, but he would live until the rapture. All right. So both Pastor T and Anda denies Revelation 10:1, our Redeemer standing on earth now, since 1963. They place him on earth at the brink of the rapture when the blood goes off the mercy seat. Now, this does not make much sense. Yes, sir. And then the seven seal and seven thunders will be revealed. We defy this heresy. And we are coming back to that heresy a little later. Now, also, John T. Ander is proclaiming that there is a fivefold ministry now in operation. And that fivefold ministry, yes, sir. And the next thing to follow William Branham is a fivefold ministry. And not Revelation 10:1. Okay, we will pick up that as we go along in this message. Okay, James wrote a book denying Revelation 10:1 and also saying that there are two angels. The notable angel of the seven angel is one, and the mighty angel is a second angel. We're going to pick up that a little later. Yes, sir. And Brother Tay, he preached the same heresy. And he took on a title. And his title is a certified special consultant of the seven thunder issues. Now, briefly, I am asking, where do we find that in the Bible? And where do we find that in the fivefold ministry? And who certified him? They like the name America. Anything that comes from America is great. Certified special consultant of the seven thunder issues of America. That is his title, and he said, don't jealous him. My friend, I don't have the slightest jealousy. Because this title is mad. I don't jealous you for your madness. And now they claim a fivefold ministry after Brother Branham. We will pick up some of that. They are saying that there is no bride age. If there is no bride, there is no bride. Now, we're ministering in hope that some will come out of these heresies. But where they are going to get in trouble is that he is proclaiming that there are 30 errors that he found in EODH. I am sure he judged that by his heresies and not the word of God. We will pick up that. Another accusation is that he said that Bruce is an eighth messenger for the eighth church age. I answer you briefly, sir, there is no eighth church age. And there is no eighth church age messenger. And I am not. All right. Now, in defeating heresies and heretics, we can learn a lesson again. The axe must be laid to the root of the tree. That is what John the Baptist in Matthew 3 said. When he started to defeat them seeds of the serpent, and all them priests and Sadducees and scribes and Pharisees, right, he started at the root. If you start at the root, the branches will fall. So the woodsman over there in the Jordan, he didn't mix matters. He said, the axe is laid to the root of the tree. And every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Yes, sir. So the axe must be laid at the root of the trees. All right. So now, first of all, we take the root. The root of Tay and the root of Anda is Junior Jackson. Is Junior Jackson. I pity that man. Yes. And I always admired that man until he injected heresies into the message of the prophet and the word of God. So, this tree that was standing out here pushed forth a lot of offsprings and offshoots. Yeah. And if you want, you know, to know who Pastor Tay and Pastor Ander is, we have to go back to their roots. Yes, they are offsprings from that root. They claim their birth from that root. They claim their ministry from that root. They claim their baptism from that root. Yeah. Therefore, we have to examine the root a little. I cannot go back and say all what Jackson said. But one of the main things that Jackson spoke about, he said that the seven men are seven thunders. One of them was gone. And he says that these seven men don't contradict themselves, don't matter how far they live. Dan started a fight with Jackson, saying that he is having the first prize. And Jackson say that he is the chief apostle, and he is Joshua. None of them arose while Brother Branham was alive. All right. He is the chief apostle, and seven men are seven thunders. And Jackson is the chief apostle of the fivefold ministry. He was a chief apostle of the fivefold ministry. And he had a perfect revelation, and these seven men had a perfect revelation without any contradiction. Jackson died, and these factions arose. Now here, Mr. Tay is saying that the seven thunders will be revealed about the time of the rapture. And Jackson is saying that seven men are seven thunders this side of the rapture. Mass confusion. All right. So linked to the thunders, I brief you a little bit on the heresies of Jackson, which is still accepted, a lot of them is accepted among the offshoots, the offsprings, his ministers, his sect. Yeah. And these were exposed on book 12. He said that church age, the order of the church is only for Branham Tabernacle. A lie. We proved it. He is the chief of the fivefold ministry. Seven men are seven thunders. Jesus only became God at the banks of Jordan. He believed that there was a prehistoric generation of men before Adam. He's saying where Lucifer fell is that God put angels over prehistoric animals and they caused them to fight and kill one another. So the angels were passed down. I mean, I know those are lies. Am I right? He said the serpent was supposed to be a household servant of Adam and Eve. And that is why he was made. And he was made from a mud hole. From a mud hole. Now, the fellow, I believe, will lose his wits. He said Eden was not natural, it was spiritual. And New Jerusalem would not be natural, it will be spiritual. That is after the prophet preached future hope. After he established all these wonderful doctrines, this man went mad. And he made a lot of mad people. Yes. Caused a lot of people to go mad. He said it's not literal. The city is not literal. It is spiritual. And you know what the city is? The bride. The city is the bride. All right. And here this next madness. God's original plan of reproduction was how you and I are born. When after that, Brother Branham established that. All right. He said the woman in Revelation 12 is not the bride, is the Jews. That is after Brother Branham said that that's the bride. All right. Another madness is that the 144,000 Jews are not killed. After it is written in the Bible there that they should be killed. Now, the only hope that I have for this man is that the man went nuts. Yeah. And he became a trial for other deceitful people. Yes, sir. But a random say a man could be staring mad, but his soul is safe. I cannot confirm that. But brothers and sisters, I could have a hope seeing the man's heresies, I am hoping that the man get nuts, you know, and went crazy and started to say these things. And all those who was lusting for a position started to follow this man. So now, since seven thunders are seven men, the chief thunder died. Yeah, so left with six thunders. So the sect of Jackson, you know, broke up. And those men who were lusting for a great position, they sort of abandoned the six other thunders. They started to fight among themselves, and they abandoned the thunders. So every man went his own way after Jackson died. We have these offsprings. Now, these offsprings, Jackson was their father. And he had a certain seed planted. And it is a corruptible seed. Now, if you follow a false prophet, you will receive a false spirit, and you will receive a false birth. Axe to the root of the tree. He must be born again. Brother Branham say, follow a false prophet, you will receive a false seed. Follow a false prophet and you will receive a false birth. Yes, sir. And I am declaring here that all ministers, lay members, locally in America and overseas, that believe Jackson received a false birth and received a false seed, and they are born by a corruptible seed. Yes, sir. In order for you to be born again, you must be born from an incorruptible seed, which is the Word of God that liveth forever. Yes, 1 Peter 1:23. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible, which is the Word of God that liveth and abideth forever. All disciples, all ministers, locally from USA and the world around that accepted the teachings of Junior Jackson are born of a corruptible seed. That includes Mr. T and Mr. Anda. Axe to the root of the tree. Now see what this corruptible seed have produced. It produced a false birth. It produced a false spirit. It produced false prophets. It produced false apostles. All right? Now, this corruption is made up of ambition to the highest. Chief, only chief, everybody's chief. Ambition is made up of pride. I'm talking about a lump of corruption. All right? Since they was not born again, worldly ambition stepped in. Religious ambition. They could not control their pride. Pride goeth before destruction. All right? Then this mass of corruption was made up of self-exaltation. Self-exaltation. Show off. Perversion of the word. Rebellion to the message. Rebellion to William Branham. Rebellion to his teaching. Oh, yes. Yeah. So, after the death of Jackson, all these men became self-appointed by big titles. Jackson himself was Joshua. And he held the revelation of the seven thunders with six other men. So confusion brewed with the offspring against each other for the highest office. Yeah? Now, every one of them carried the same spirit of this corruption. Yes, sir. They produced new heresies. These heresies that they made even condemned Jackson. Yes, sir. So it was seed after its kind. Now, spoken word is the original seed. Didn't Brother Branham preach a great message that every seed will produce after its kind? Now we are about to see that play out. In the death of Jackson, we are about to see how that works. This is a good lesson for us. That if you follow a man with a wrong interpretation, and you have a clique of five people, you will be surprised to know how that spirit jumped from one to the next. And we have seen that over the years and have exposed that in book 19. Yes, and we know the reality of it. Now you're going to see it in this case of when a man goes wrong and he influences other people, influences family, influences wife, influences children. And he picked up a certain self-opinionated idea, how that idea could go over to his wife, white horse rider, go over to the children, go over to friends and family, and how they could stand for that opinion contrary to the word of God at the expense of their soul. Now that family example is only a small example to what happened here. Oh yes, sir. So confusion brewed and these followers, you know, that have followed these other pastors, these branches, I will call it. Yeah. Beloved, are not born again. Follow a false prophet, you will receive a false seed. Now, my concern is the followers of Jackson and the followers of Mr. Tay and the followers of Mr. Anda. And if I may speak to the congregation of these men, should this media, that this book will fall into their hands, or the tape will fall into their hands when it goes out to expose this heresy, I am saying to you, beloved followers of the message, you are no doubt sincere and honest in your heart, and you are following on because you want eternal life. Yes. I am declaring to you, based on the foundation that your pastors were born from, the heresies that they were born from, the seeds that they were born from, I declare upon the basis of God's word and exposition of the heresies of Jackson that your pastors are not yet born again. Amen. Yes. Come out. Yes. From the tents of Korah, Abiram, and Dathan. Depart from the tents of Korah, Abiram, and Dathan. Korah, Abiram, and Dathan withstood Moses. Yes. And they were self-exalted. And they wanted the highest position. This is the same case here. The case over here is that these men have arisen contradicting Moses. Yes, contradicting his teachings. They are full of jealousy. They are full of ambition. They are full of pride. Yeah. So they are tied onto Korah, Abiram, and Dathan. Yes, fighting for the highest position. They are not born again. Your pastor has the wrong seed. And this wrong seed came from Jackson. This wrong spirit came from Jackson. Oh, yes, sir. And you need to repent. You need to walk away and depart from the tent of Korah, Abiram, and Dathan, whoever they are. It could be 100 of them. I am ministering today with the hope that you wonderful brothers and sisters of the message, that they're caught up under this corruption, under the message of Jackson, and under the message of his ministers, that have added heresies after heresies to the message. I advise you to come out of the tents of these men. I advise the ministers who was caught in this corruption and trying to preach the message and serve the Lord, and who included Jackson's heresies into their preaching, to leave the tents of Korah, Abiram, and Dathan. Before you are swallowed up into hell and the lake of fire. We say that with love and respect. Yes, and the hope of your soul's salvation. We pity these people. We pity the ministers. I pity Mr. Tate. I pity Mr. Anda. You went the wrong way, and we call you to repentance. We stand in defense of our ministers in Ghana and around the world. More on that just now. So now, children of God, caught under this corruption, you are not yet born again. Yes, and you cannot go in the rapture. You cannot be perfected by corruption. You cannot be perfected by heresies. You cannot be perfected by lies. You cannot be perfected by pride and ambition and arrogance. You cannot. Now, there was a notable character, yes, from heretics. And that is, they are very arrogant. Just like Jehovah's Witness. Seventh-day Adventists. Notice that when you start bringing them to the world, they become angry. Now that's the devil. Pride is come from the devil. And these men that are heretics, they become angry. They have arrogance. And they are full of ignorance. Yeah, ignorance produces arrogance. Yeah, they are full of pride, ambition. That proves that you are yet in your old nature, friend. You as a pastor, heretic, you were not born again, but you have the chance to repent. I'm ministering with that hope. He that is a heretic, after the first and second admonition, right, reject. For he's condemned of himself. Titus 3, 10. Now there was a hope for a heretic. Now what is a heretic? A man that is self-opinionated and a man that formed his own doctrine by his own opinion. But God, look at how gracious that God is. Go to Paul, say, after you counsel him once and you counsel him twice, right, leave him alone. That goes to show that Paul went out with a hope to bring the heretic to repentance. I know that is what I am trying to do this morning, but I don't have much faith. Because pride goeth before destruction. And when you see a man, how high he climbed, the higher you climb is the harder you fall. Then it causes you to lose hope. But then, my brother, you try with whatever little hope. Brother Branham said, go after a fallen brother at his last breath. That's a love for soul. Don't matter what he do. Don't matter what was his problem. Go after him at his last breath. And that is what I am feeling like. I am trying to come after you. You know, Mr. Tay and Mr. Ander, at your last breath. You have just a few breaths to take before you blaspheme the Holy Ghost. Yes, sir. And more so, my heart is after the souls in your congregation and who you have influenced around the world and in Ghana to follow you, to make you believe that you are a seven-thunder consultant and specialist. Where can you find that title? In the Bible. Where can you find that title? In the fivefold ministry. Where you get that title? And you rightly said they're from America. The only place you could get that is from America or a Bible school. So now you are disqualified to lead the people of God. Yes, sir. Corruption. All right. Now this is Korah and company. They are directly coming against Brother Branham, our Moses. You need to depart from the tents of these men and the members from under this cult, I would say. Yeah. From under this corruption, you follow suit. Might come out of the tent of Korah, Abiram, and Dathan. Yes, sir. Now you may so believe these men that you feel that is impossible to leave your lovely pastor. No doubt he is lovely to you, but he is not born again. And he is born from a corruptible seed. And the only seed that you could be born from, your pastor is a corruptible seed. One seed passed to the other. Yes, sir. So do even like that, brother. Come out of the tents of these men. I minister with that hooper. Oh, yes, sir. Now you say, I don't know what you mean when you say, you know, heretic. And a heretic could be saved. Yeah, my beloved, a heretic is one that make an interpretation, but it is not scriptural. All right. Now, if he does that, and somebody pass and admonish him once, twice, then the possibility is that the man could repent. Yeah. The possibility is that the man could repent. But then if you admonish him twice, and he is adamant in his doctrine, proud, arrogant, and wants to even physically fight you, then Brother Paul said, leave him alone. He's a condemned man. Condemned of his own self. Yeah. Yes, children, you've got to be urgent in this hour. The end of the world is upon us. And if you sit down long enough under heresies there overseas, and you let the rapture come, you are going to go through the tribulation. Come out of the tent of Korah and his company, or hell will swallow you, and the lake of fire will swallow you. All right. Now, proving to you again and to the world how that when you are born from a corruptible seed, how it travels down, you know, to many people. Many people followed Korah and company, and they were every one swallowed up. Yes, my beloved. Now, there arose a fellow after, this is the man, and he arose after the death of Jackson. And you're going to hear his claim just now. So some of the brothers from Africa are teaching me how to pronounce the African names. So I guess we say all kinds of things here. So up to this morning, I asked them how to pronounce this man's name. So they repeat that for me over and over. You know, and you say, now, I will say it slowly. So this man's name is Amos. Yes, sir. And I was saying another name, but his name is Amos Segon. Segon. Omoboriowa. I hope I nearly make it there, brothers from Africa. All right. They have a way of pronouncing. So now, this man jump up, a real faithful disciple of Jackson. So soon as he died, he arose and he claimed an office. Now the point I'm trying to drive at, you come from that corruption of, you know, pride and ambition and, you know, self-exaltation and arrogance and pride. Brother, if you were born from that seed, you have to act just like that. Yes. That's what I'm saying. Now, if I'm an arrogant fellow, you know, quick in judgment, and to push down everybody in this church, you'll be able to show that I'm not born again. But if I'm of a different kind, I'm born by the word of God, I will manifest like Christ. And if they, if these preachers were born from Jackson, he is the man that put out the papers called the Contender, if you ever see it. And then, if you are born from that stock, you have to act like that. You have to be self-exalted. You have to claim positions. You have to claim to be the chief. Number one, you have to be arrogant. Yeah. You have to be self-opinionated. Yeah, that is what you will produce. Yeah. If you are born of Christ and the seed of Christ, the beauty of Jesus will be seen in you. Yeah. Okay. So this man jump up. I'm trying to prove, how that spirit fell upon the branches. What is in the root going to be in the branches? That's the fruit is going to bear. You cannot go to a mango tree and try to pick a coconut. No. You'll be a foolish man. Now, but if you were born from Jackson, you will make claims like Jackson. You will provoke the word like Jackson. Right? You will be ignorant and arrogant according to the tree that you were born from. Now, we have to get a picture of Amos. Omo bori o wo. Wah. I think I'm doing better now. Omo bori o wah. All right. Hear this man's claim. The unveiling, he is the unveiling of the Son of God. Man, he... Let me quote it correctly. He passed Jackson. Twofold more child of hell, Jesus called it. The unveiling of the Son of God in a black-skinned son of Ham. The end time John of Revelation 10:11. The lead standard apostle bearer of 1 Corinthians 12:28. Ephesians 4:11-12. And the third end time scribe of Matthew 13:52c. For perfection, unity, and leadership of the end time true blood washed, word born bride, saints of this hour till the rapture. Unquote. More exaltation than that is to the throne of God on the seventh heaven. And that is what Lucifer tried to ascend the throne. He put his name right here, Brother W. O. Benjamin. I don't know whose name is that, but Brother W. O. Benjamin, speaking of Amos, 27:10-09. Now, brethren, I'm trying to show you that, you come from a certain root, you're going to have a certain branch, and you will bear a certain fruit. Everybody that followed Jackson is born from the wrong seed. But you are born from the right seed. That seed came from the opening of the seal. And we ought to thank God. Otherwise, brother, you could have been in things like this. And some of you were attached to people that could have led you that way. But God rich in mercy. God rich in mercy. Brother, you heard the truth. Yes, and it pulled you out. That is Mr. Amos. Yes, Amos. Now that's a reigning man in Nigeria. We have believers in Nigeria. Lovely people in Nigeria. Yes. Let me give you it again. The title is so big. Brother Branham said, a man came to him one time, and he said, oh, I asked him, what is his title? He said, and I had to write it right across the page. It was so big. And then he asked Brother Branham, how should I address you? He said, just if you love me, call me brother. That is how a spiritual man acts. Yeah, that's a prophet. That's humility. He said, if you love me, call me brother. And yes. And hear it again. These are not my words now. The unveiling of the Son of God. In a black skinned son of Ham. The end time John of Revelation 10:11. The lead standard apostle bearer of 1 Corinthians 12:20. Ephesians 4:11-12. Yeah. And the third end times scribe of Matthew 13:52c. For perfection, unity, leadership of the end time true blood washed, word born bride, saints of this hour, till the rapture. Unquote. Now he's claiming that he will never die to the rapture, until the rapture. They may put him in a box tomorrow. Stupid fella. Yeah. He's telling the people that they are born by the word and the blood. None of them is born again. None. Four children. He claimed to be a scribe. I did not check the scripture. You know, a scribe of Matthew 13. Yes. Well, Ephesians 4 means the fivefold ministry. And 1 Corinthians tell you about the offices of ministers. Now, when he says there that he is a black-skinned son of Ham, there is a doctrine where God has raised up the black man, and this is their hour, right, to lead the church to their ministry. Coleman came up with that, you know, and Amos is saying that this is the Creole hour. That's how we understand black man in Trinidad, the Creole people. Yes. And Mazak say the same thing too. Now, Ham is the progenitor of the dark race. So that is why he says that he is the unveiling of the Son of God in a black-skinned son of Ham. Yeah. They try to project that doctrine. My beloved, that is wrong. That is wrong. Yes, God uses the black man. He used the white man. He used all races. Yes, and we have known no man after the flesh, but after the spirit. Yeah. We know no man after the flesh, but after the spirit. So you can see this is a carnal something. All right, Mr. Amos, we call you to repentance and to put down your pride. Yes, sir. Likewise, we call Pastor Tay and Ander to repentance. You made a terrible mistake when you attacked EODH. You made a terrible mistake when you attacked EODH ministers in Ghana. And we are going to fix you the suit. But we call you to repentance. Yes, sir. You made a terrible mistake when you say that Revelation 10:1 is only going to stand on land and sea at the rapture. We are going to address this afterward. Be patient with me today. My purpose is to deliver souls. Just like you are delivered and thousands are delivered by the EODH book from around the world. And they are rejoicing and they are happy. The messages that went out are like these. exposing heresies, exposing the heretics, and people found them, read it and listen to it and believe it and were delivered. So we are not wasting time here. No, we are working to the deliverance of the souls of men and women. Yes, that is what we are doing here this morning. Yes, sir. All right, following that spirit from Jackson, chief apostle, seven men, seven thunders. All right, we lay down Revelation 10:1 to rest a little. There are too many heresies in that. All right. Now we pick up Theus Cycle. Ander wrote a book. And then Thea preached a sermon. And both of them agree that Revelation 10:1 has not come down, contrary to the prophet's teaching in the seal book, page 74-75. Brother Barnum is saying he is here on earth when the seals are open. And they are saying, no, you are a child of disobedience. You are a son of Jackson. And you are doing just like Jackson. Yeah. That when the prophet say one thing, he says another. Stop your nonsense. Mr. T, Mr. Anders, stop your nonsense. Let my people go. Is the topic here this morning. And the command of the Lord is to let my people go. You have them in bondage of corruption. Yes. Now, today you have the same spirit like Amos, and both of you are battling for the first position. After Jackson died, everybody battled for the first position. It goes to show that you came from corruption. And you have corrupted these people and let them go. Yes. Let the people go. Repent. Yes. Repent. Tell them you are wrong. Don't let your pride hold you. Don't let your ambition hold you. Yeah. Repent. Say that you are wrong. Tell the congregation to go and find true servants of God. Yeah, be humble. Tell them to go down there by Brother William Menstaff. Let him teach them. Tell them to go down there by Timothy Asari. Tell them to go down by Maxwell Gomado. Those are our ministers in Ghana. Tell them to go down to Brother Vincent Kwawu. Yes, sir. Tell them to go down to Brother Holy Mensah. Yeah. They have the truth. And they alone have the truth in Ghana. I call you to repentance. Yes. Now, just like Amos, they have declared his title, and he appealed for no jealousy. So nobody jealous this position. If ever you're jealous, this man's position, you're going into a culture. Yeah. All right. I repeat again. Certified special consultant of the seven thunder issues of America. Brother, that passed a PhD. Where you get this, Mr. T? That's the fivefold ministry Brother Branham left and went away. Huh? Who certify you? Who in America certify you? Anybody that certify you in America is a cult. And they follow the same heresy. Yeah. They give you a certificate, man. That church had to be corrupt. Yes, that minister in America had to be corrupt. Huh? He had to not know the message to give you a certificate and say that you are a consultant. Seven tender consultant, boy. Of all tender issues. Well, by saying that Revelation 10:1 is not on earth now, you are disqualified. You are disqualified. We cannot take your counsel. That is why we are exposing your counsel. You are disqualified. According to the Bible, you are disqualified. You get your certificate, and this is equal to a Bible school certificate. This is past a PhD now. You cannot fit that in the Bible, Mr. T. And the only way that you could fit that, the only place you could fit that is in the corruption of Jackson. You claim that Brother Branham leave a fivefold ministry. And you belong to a fivefold ministry, then this is a sixth one then. This is a sixfold ministry. To take this and add it in here now. Now I am saying that this is linked to the Catholic Church. Amen. This here is linked to the Catholic Church. The first people that give out beast papers is the Pope. Amen. And the first one that give these kinds of ranks of popes and cardinals and bishops and all these other things is the Pope. Yeah. So you are linked to the Catholic Church, and the church that certify you belong to the Catholic Church. They don't belong to the message. Oh my God, look at the mighty prophet of God, Elijah the prophet. He never broadcast his titles. He never broadcast himself as Elijah the prophet. He never broadcast himself, beloved, as a mighty prophet and messenger. No, he says, you love me, call me brother. Oh God, that is humility. That is man of God. That is prophet of God. That is apostle. Yes, sir, if you love me, call me brother. They went down to the banks of Jordan. Yes, and they say, art thou the Christ? John the Baptist, he said, I am not. Yeah. He said, then are you Elijah then? He said, I am not. Yeah. Hide in his position. That's the Spirit of God. He said, but I could tell you something. I'm the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. He said, that is where I'm identified in the scripture. I don't claim to be Elijah, but I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, preparing the way of the Lord. Yes, sir. So those are great men. Yes, sir. But any time you see a man take these Bible training like and call themselves doctor, like Dr. Ewald Frank, and he take Christ and put him on the mountain far from us, in the tribulation, far from us, and he said that he is a German eagle. You're a German Kobo? Yes, sir. Proud devil. Proud devil, boy. Yeah. So now this is the same spirit of pride, self-exaltation, even like Amos. Take this title here of Amos and take the title of Pastor T. Brother, they didn't fall too far apart. No. Where you get that title, friend? All right. Now, I'm going to come back later on to you, Mr. Ander. You wrote this book on telling the whole world that Christ, the angel, the covenant angel, did not come down to the earth in 1963. And you are saying that Brother Branham never met him. When Brother Branham said, both angels will meet here on the earth. Yeah. I must leave what Brother Branham said and believe you who was born from a corruptible seed? No, I prefer to believe the man who was born by the word of God. All right. Tay is saying that he found 30 errors in EUDH book. He got to be reading it through the eyes of heresy. That's the only way he could find that. When the brothers over there in Ghana challenged him, right, he refused to identify and he refused to answer to these lying allegations. Then on top of that, he says that Dalton Bruce, some is preaching him as an eighth messenger for an eighth church age. Just now I'll make you answer up. All right. That's a lie. All right. We wrote him a letter. We EODH fears no man on the earth. Fears no heresy. Yes. And we sent out a challenge on EODH book to prove us wrong. If a man rise up and say there is 30 errors in it, we want to hear it. The ministers in Ghana want to hear it. And they will climb on their throat. Because they are dedicated men who love the truth of Brother Branham's message. So, relax yourself a little bit. We're just talking today. All right. So after hearing some of these rumors, my scribe went to work under my instruction, and he's addressing John Benty. Christian greetings to you. We are the authors of the above publication of which you may be acquainted, EODH. It is my knowledge that you are affiliated with another pastor, James Ander, writer of a book called The Vision, The Cloud, and Revelation 10:1, and who has a website which we have viewed briefly in search for the book he wrote. We are yet to find it on his site. My subject matter to you is as follows. It was reported to me that you found several false doctrines and errors on the EUDH book. Is this true? We are willing to be corrected, as we always want to do right, and have requested of anyone to correct us, expose us, etc. Number 3, your name was associated with another rumor. Whether true or false, we do not know. It stated that Dalton Bruce preached himself as an eighth messenger of an eighth church age. Is this true? If so, can you support this by evidence of any kind? If so, it will be his pleasure to hear you out. Number 4. This pertains to a doctrine that W.M. Branham set a fivefold ministry in order, and it is active among you and your associates. We are questioning, where is that fivefold ministry in operation? And what is the evidence? If so, can you defend that claim? Number 5. We thought to check with you before proceeding on our agenda. If these allegations are true, we humbly request that you defend them. If we do not hear from you within 14 days, we will have no other choice than to address these false allegations publicly on our website by supportive witnesses to defend ourselves against your allegations. All right, ministers of EUDH. So this is the first letter that was sent to Mr. T concerning his allegation. This is Mr. T replying. That's talking about days ago. you know. Yeah, April 19th.
Point one. Point one.
Yes, sir. Yes. He's saying that there are errors in EUDH.
Point two. Please, Brother Raymond Jackson could not correct you. Everyone to you is wrong except those who are loyal to you. His Bible and my Bible is the only absolute and not the one-sided pick and choose quotes by you. Just examine your conclusion whether they are Bible-based or quoted-based. This is this man, unquote, answering. Point three. I wrote you earlier this year, drawing your attention to what the loyalists of yours in Ghana are saying about Dalton Bruce being the eighth messenger, and not me saying, I'm never saying that Dalton Bruce is proclaiming himself as the eighth messenger. No reply has been received from you so far. All right. Point four. Please, don't you have Ephesians 4, verse 11 in your Bible? Point five. God bless you for checking with me before proceeding on your agenda. Please, I am set for the defense of the gospel and not any agenda. All right? John Taylor. Now, these are how big men act when you challenge them. Now, hear this carefully. I ask these brothers for proof, yes, concerning this man's statement. And I have a letter here. This man is saying that he was in Trinidad and Tobago. Did anybody seen him? This man is saying that I asked him to tell the people that I am not the messenger. He said that he wrote earlier this year. I think that mail is coming by donkey cart. I received no letter. I gave him no instruction at any time to stop people from preaching me as the eighth messenger. I have not seen his sight in Trinidad and Tobago. All right. So I ask these brothers, because of the battle there, to tell me the truth. I never expected them to preach me as a messenger. That's not the issue. No, I wanted to prove this man a liar. Because he's blaming them for preaching me as the church age messenger. And he said, give me proof from your loyalists. Yes, they are our loyalists. They are the Lord's loyalists. They are message loyalists. And we are proud of them. We are proud of them. Yes. So this is a letter written by the brothers, or at least by their consent. And it says, it has come to our notice as ministers of the revelation of the message given to our prophet William Branham, Marion Branham, which is being contended for by EODH, that Pastor J.B. Tay of the Bible Believers Fellowship in Ghana is accusing us of believing and preaching our precious brother and shepherd Dalton Bruce as an eighth messenger. This, we say, is a lie of the devil and from the pit of hell. We are not surprised at this tactics of Satan, Because the same Spirit has wrongfully accused some of us who believe you teach as contending for the faith once delivered unto the saints, that we say we won't marry. That we won't marry. Just because we said that God's prophet, William Branham, taught that the original plan of God to populate the earth was supposed to be by the spoken word and not by sex. We, the ministers associated with EODH in Ghana, are Pastor William Mensah, Pastor Vincent Famous Kwawu, Pastor Holy Mensah, Brother Maxwell Gomado, and I, Brother Timothy Asari, and many other ministers in Ghana, denounce the claim of this preacher in Ghana. Amen. And of this preacher in Ghana, yeah. We ask him to provide any proof where any one of us have ever preached or hinted that we believe this lie of the devil, proclaiming Brother Dalton Bruce as an it messenger. Brother Dalton Bruce has only claimed to be a preacher of righteousness, whom we love and cherish because he has led an honest Christian life and preached nothing but the truth. We have all his EODH books and hundreds of his tapes, which he have never hinted to be an eight messenger, but rather expose all those false eight messengers risen around the messenger. We know there is only one ministry after Brother Branham, and that is Christ's ministry according to Revelation chapter 10. Our prophet said his ministry is to forerun the coming word, which is Christ. If this self-proclaimed teacher of the bride has no proof of this lie, then he should beg God to take away that lying spirit off of him and stop propagating those lies. Unquote. Word for word. Unquote. Now these men, brothers and sisters, are warriors. Now hear this young man here, university graduate. Brother, he don't care nothing about what anybody say. Yes, he loved the Lord. When he started to go to university and he heard that word of God, he said, Brother Bruce, can I quit this university? I said, hold right there. Hold right there. You need a job. Those men were willing to sacrifice anything to walk with the word of God. Yes, my beloved brothers and sisters, gallant, gallant men of God. Brother Kwawu, yes, gallant man of God. And Brother Mensah, yes, wonderful man of God. They have humbled themselves like little children and is always ready to be submissive to this ministry and praise this ministry and thank this ministry for deliverance. Yes, we stand for them. We support them. Yes, and when you touch them, you touch us. Yes, you enter into a certain war when you touch our ministers there. They are undefeatable. Yes, you cannot fight them. I have joined this conflict. And we have joined this conflict. Yes, to fight against these heretics. Coming against our EODH and coming against our brothers. Remember that Pastor T just said that he never ever say that Bruce was the eighth messenger. You remember his letter?
Yes.
You remember it good?
Yes.
He said he never said. Huh? He never said it is your loyalist saying that. In other words, not me. Not me. Is your people saying that? All right, hear the report. I'll read this letter here. It tells you how this conflict starts. And then you're going to come down to this. It tells you how this conflict with our ministers, Christ ministers, God ministers, started with these heretics. So, this is the report. Pastor Tay preached a message on the Saturday, 27 February. Some brethren who believe BODH attended the meeting purposely to give support to Brother Victor, Pastor, since he was new to EODH. These brothers, together with Brother Victor, sent some questions to Tay, for him to answer. The questions were of the aims to get Tay exposed. But he evaded the question by hiding under the pretense that he was observing church order as preached by WMB. So he then invited Brother Victor and whosoever Victor is associated with him to come for a meeting at his church, at Tay's church premises, to discuss the questions. But when we attended that meeting, this man was rude, arrogant, and dominated the whole meeting till closing. He prevented us from talking, seeing he would be exposed if he allows us to talk. He was scared of losing his church members present at the meeting. He asked us to sit down and not to contribute to the discussion, using the excuse that we don't know our position in the fivefold ministry. It was at this meeting he stated that some believers of EODH believe and preach that you are an eighth messenger. We couldn't reply because this man was not allowing anyone from our side to talk. He also stated that there are 30 errors in EODH he has seen. He said this at the church service when he visited Victor's then church assembly, and also at the meeting at his church premises, unquote. Does this match with what he said? Beloved, when we wrote him, he said he never said that. It is your people that said that. We have him documented here now. And this is the true report. We have several witnesses. We have several witnesses where he preached that I am a messenger for an eighth church age. And now when he is cornered and challenged by that, he said he never said that. It's our loyalist said that. I declare to a liar. A liar should not preach the gospel. A liar like that is not born again. A liar like that do not have the Spirit of God. A liar like that should come down from the pulpit. A liar like that should repent to all our ministers in Ghana for lying on them. That's the truth. So, Mr. Tay, John Tay, you have no right to the interpretation of scriptures. You came from a cult. You was born from a man that perverted the scriptures. He was born from a heresies. You were born from a corruptible seed. And you are leading these poor souls to hell. Now, not this congregation, but overseas congregation, some of you were there when this man made this statement, and our ministers were there. How people are preaching Dalton Bruce as the eighth messenger. Now he has lied on a letter to us. What kind of a pastor you have? You have a lying pastor. You have a lying pastor. Run from that lying pastor. It is proof that this man is telling lies. And I call him to repent. You better go and repent to our ministers in Ghana. Otherwise you are a hypocrite. Or you are a bastard. And you have no business standing on the pulpit preaching, because we have proven you a liar. By your own words you say you never said that. And by witness of this corruption, I'm sure that you heard him blast out that in his former messages. The way that I hate this revelation. I'm sure that you heard him come down and preach against me as a messenger. I declare to you, as the followers of Jackson, there is only one title that I claim, and that is, I am a preacher of righteousness. And I will know better by the adoption. We will know better by the adoption. Yes, even because we have humbled our hearts before the Lord, and who humbled himself will be exalted. All right, another proof. And you could use that there, Brother Mensah, Brother Asari, and others. You could use this any part of the world without being afraid of these men. I'm going to ask this congregation, right, who sat here, some of them sat for 48 to 49 years. Some sat for 40 years. Yeah. And some sat here for 10 years and even less. And I am going to let them be a witness for me. Now, if ever I preach that, and I come here to make you lie for me, then don't listen to me. Leave the church and go away. Isn't that a fear? Then you will know I'm a liar, because I'm making you lie for me. But I told you for years that I am not any eighth messenger, and there is no eighth church. Let me put this question here. How many knows that I never indicated, I never claimed, I never preached that heresy, and that none believe that at Bethel and sister churches? If you know that, say amen.
Yeah.
I ain't hearing you hard enough, say.
Yeah.
Right. So then, how many say it's a liar?
Yeah.
Right. Number two. That I never claimed a ministry of prophet, son of man, Christ, Revelation 10:1. How many know that to be the truth? I never did that. Say amen.
Yeah.
All right. Let your voice echo throughout the world. That's the only way they could try to fight us. Is lying, because we have the truth.
Yeah.
All right. How many know that I never claimed to be a seven thunder specialist and consultant? And I never claimed my brother to be a son of Ham and the revealing of the Son of God. Let me hear. Everybody know that I never claimed that. Say amen. Well, here we are. Challenge that if you can. There's a cloud of witnesses in here to prove that you are a liar. Mr. T, Mr. Ander, you are liars making false doctrine. Now, children of God over in Ghana, I want you to know a liar cannot preach the truth. axe to the root of the tree. A liar cannot preach truth. And that is what Jesus beat them with. He beat the Pharisees and scribes. Yes, hear what he told them. He says, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. Yeah. You have your father the devil. He was a liar from the beginning. Yeah. And he abode not in the truth. Yeah. So he proved these Pharisees and scribes liars. Yeah. And they did not abide in the truth. So Mr. T, excuse the expression, but a liar cannot preach the truth. You cannot lie like that and have the Holy Ghost. You cannot lie like that and be born again. Now, your life and your teachings is reflecting your seed that you got from Jackson and the corruption of heresies. You were defeated. All members under your teachings, wherever they are, whether in America or UK, to where you have fled when you were challenged, need to leave you and walk away. They need to come out of your tent because you are a Korah. Yes, sir. And you belong to a Korah company. Now, friends, there are many things that we could expose. Yes, it takes time. Yeah. He's a thunder specialist. You are no thunder specialist. Hear this. He's a thunder specialist, special consultant. And the thunders, according to his doctrine, is not revealed yet. Come on. According to his doctrine, the thunders are not yet revealed. It is going to be revealed at the time of the coming of the Lord. How you become a consultant. How you become a specialist. Huh? You don't know what you're talking about. Yeah? You don't know what you're talking about. You are a consultant. And you are a specialist in the thunders. And you say the thunders are not revealed. And won't be revealed until Jesus comes. Then you're a liar. Nobody should hear you. Then you lied about Revelation 10:1. And you lied about the fivefold ministry. All right. So we are going good. So now T, he dodged and he lied about preaching me as an eighth messenger. Now he could not handle the questions that we gave him. All right? He could not handle the questions we gave him on the fivefold ministry. Now, this is the eighth messenger question that I just dealt with. I don't want to mix matters. We asked him another question. When was the fivefold ministry set? Since you say that Brother Branham left the fivefold ministry behind to carry on, and there is no Revelation 10:1 on the earth. When was the fivefold ministry set by Brother Branham? He dodged it. Oh, he ran away from it. He says it's an unscriptural question, so I cannot answer that. You're talking about liars. Is that an unscriptural question, church? That if I ask, when did Brother Branham set the fivefold ministry in order? Is that unscriptural? No. Now here, if I were to ask, when did John the Baptist set the fivefold ministry in order in his day? Is that unscriptural? Now, I am telling you, Mr. T, that it's a scriptural question. And I could ask the same question, when did Jesus set the fivefold ministry in order? That is recorded in Ephesians 4. When was it set in order? And it is a scriptural question. The reason you said it's unscriptural is because you cannot answer it. And that is why you get busy to run. Tell Brother Jack, forgive me, but I'm a little busy. I'm going over to UK. Yeah. You cannot answer that question, T. I challenge you on the word of God. And under you said that a fivefold ministry was left, you know, by Brother Branham. I challenge you, yes, and now point to me, prove to me where that fivefold ministry was ever set in order by Brother Branham. You cannot answer. And say, humble your heart. Say you cannot answer. Say you get dumbfounded. Yes. Say you get dumbfounded. Yes. By a little black skin son of Ham, Brother Jack. There's black skin for black skin here, man. If you cannot answer, humble yourself and say, son of Ham, I can't answer that. No, but you're dumbfounded. I am simply asking you, when was the fivefold ministry that you claim was set in order by Brother Branham? You have no answer. You're running to UK. And here the nonsense answer he sent. They have what you call a message research center. And he forwarded that to answer the question. So, we wrote back. We said, listen, that don't answer the question when Brother Branham set the fivefold ministry in order. No. This research center you have, ain't say one word about that. Now he's trying to show me how big he is in the message. They have a research center. The research center is a heresy research center. If you were searching the message properly, you will find out Revelation 10:1 is on the earth. And you will find out that Brother Branham never did set a fivefold ministry in order here on the earth. So your research center is of the devil. Yes. You have a research center. And you put in Revelation 10:1 at the brink of the rapture. Huh? And you saying that there is a fivefold ministry in operation now? No, sir. I will leave that question open for you. Yes, sir. And on your letter shows your sarcasm. It shows your proud spirit. We asked the question about fivefold ministry, and you, because you cannot answer it, you become arrogant. Yeah, because you are ignorant to the scriptures. And the answer that he is going to give, don't you have Ephesians 4 in your Bible? We said, that don't answer our question. When did Brother Branham set the fivefold ministry in order? We are fully aware of Ephesians 4 and the fivefold ministry. Yes, we are acquainted with that. When was it set in order? For your information, Mr. T, John the Baptist, the forerunner of Christ, never set the fivefold ministry in order. John the Baptist never set the fivefold ministry in order. No, sir. And if you don't know the answer, then say you don't know the answer. All right? And I'm still asking you, when Brother Branham set the church in order, Mr. Ander?
And Mr. Tay, you said in your book that after Brother Branham was the fivefold ministry, you never gave an account of when that fivefold ministry came into action, when it was set. And another question you evaded is how it was set. How was the fivefold ministry set in order? Bring it. Prove it to us. Yes, you don't know. Then your claims are false. Yes. If you don't know when it is set and how it is set, then your claims are false. Yes. And you try to ridicule our brother with your arrogance. Hear how arrogant you are. Hear how arrogant your pastor is. That is the way he deals with you in Ghana. A man with a proud spirit. A man with a temper. A man with arrogance. A man that do not know the word. I guess a lot of them, you have to be crying coming out of his office. A man like that is a butcher and he is not a shepherd. Yeah. Instead of uplifting people, he is going and pull them down. I'm sure he have a lot of you in depression. Yes, sir. That's the way you will deal with your sheep, the way you answer on this letter here. That's the way you will answer to your people. That's the way you will keep a debate with other ministers. And hear your arrogance out here displayed. Yes, you call the brothers. Okay, one minister is coming out from under your corruption and influence, and he did right. Amen. He is correct. We support him. Yes. Yes. Other brothers go there to support this brother, and they challenge you with questions. You would not allow them to speak. Yes, sir. And you made an excuse to get away from these brothers. They were like sharks behind you. Yes, sir. And they belittle you when you claim 30 errors in EODH. You have no 30 errors. I challenge you to bring it. They ask you for it, you would not supply it. We ask you for it, you would not supply it. I'm challenging you again. Bring the errors from the EODH. We are ready to answer them. Yes, you have none. EODH is perfect. EODH is unchallengeable. EODH is infallible. It is the revelation of Brother Branham's message. Yes, and for all the years it went out, we sent forth a challenge to any man to defeat EODH, and every one of them that tried, they were made ashamed. And they did the same thing like you. They had to lie. Yes. Now, you, with your lying tongue, you are going to go about saying they did not quote all the letter and they misrepresented me. No, we're going to put it right in the book. I'm saving time here this morning. We are going to put it right in the book that go out. Yes, you are defeated. And by this defeat, by the axe laying to the root of the tree, you are already defeated. Yes, and I don't have to go on any further. Yes, but for the sake of the sheep and sake of the ministers that wants to come out from under your Jackson corruption, I will proceed. Yes, I will proceed. Yes, because of the sheep. Yes, sir. You dodged our question on the fivefold ministry. Yes, sir. Otherwise, you could not answer them. No, you could not answer them. You say it's unscriptural. And here the damn thing you will tell me, Mr. T. That was out of the subject. We were asking you certain things. And instead of answering about the fivefold ministry, you now say you did not listen to Jackson. When he was speaking to you all, you did not listen to Jackson. How dumb is your statement? Why don't you listen to Jackson and say seven men are the seven thunders? You stop preaching that. Why didn't you listen to Jackson? If you did not listen to Jackson and you changed the doctrine and put Revelation 10:1 with the thunders at the rapture, how are you now calling on me to say, listen to Jackson? You are a dumb fella. Yeah, you are making excuses. Yeah, nobody should listen to Jackson. If we had listened to Jackson, we would be following Jackson heresies. And we would be in the same boat like you are. Yes, sir. We'd be in the same boat. Being heretics, following heresies. We'll be born from the same seed. Yes, sir. But we listen to Christ. And we follow Him only. Yes. So my time is running out. But I am sure that you're enjoying the Word of God. Yes, the Word of God, my brother, the axe cutting down the tree. I hope you ministers are learning. Yes, the axe is cutting down the tree. Yes, sir. And I'm coming at you, Mr. T, with your book, Denying Revelation 10:1. And I'm coming to you, Mr. Ander, that's the one with the book. Yes, sir. Denying Revelation 10:1. Yes, here on earth now. We declare that Revelation 10:1 is now on earth. Yes, sir. We feel His presence. We live by His presence. We sing by His presence. And He walk up and down our corridor. All right. Now, you will have to bear patience with me just a little. Fivefold claims. All right, these men claim that Brother Branham left a fivefold ministry behind. As a result of that, there is no Revelation 10:1. They have replaced Revelation 10:1 with the fivefold ministry. We could ask you all kinds of questions. And we ask you that on your letter. You claim a fivefold ministry. Where is that fivefold ministry in operation? How many said, say, nowhere. Nowhere on earth is a fivefold ministry is now in operation. When did Brother Branham set the fivefold ministry in order? How many said, nowhere.
Nowhere.
Nowhere. Yeah. How many say, I am asking, when did Brother Branham set the fivefold ministry in order? When? At no time. Come on, answer it. At no time. All right. And how many knows that there is a fivefold ministry on earth now? Huh? Say amen if you believe that. There is a fivefold ministry on earth right now. Exactly. But it was not set in order. It was not set in order. Yes, sir. And that is where I belong. That is where the ministers belong. And that is where Brother Asari belong. That is where Brother Mensah belong. That is where Brother Kwawu belong. And they have proven that by humbling themselves to the revelation of Christ. That is how you know you belong to the fivefold ministry as a minister. You humble yourself to this revelation and denounce all other. My sheep hear my voice, and a stranger they would not follow. That is it. Come, the question is open to all who follow Jackson and the rest of the world. When did Brother Branham set
How did he set that in order? Where is it in operation now? You cannot answer that question. You are hemmed up, Mr. Tate. That is why you excuse yourself and want to run to UK. That is why you're talking stupidness about it is in Ephesians 4. Yeah. That is why you're talking stupidness out here and say it's not a scriptural question. It is a scriptural question. And if you cannot answer it, humble yourself and say, I cannot answer it. Yes. The ministers, our ministers in Ghana, they belong to the fivefold ministry. And you don't belong to it. No, and I belong to it. You don't belong to that fivefold ministry. Otherwise, you'll humble yourself to this revelation. And you would not deny Revelation 10:1. And you would not talk stupidness, sir. Yes, about the fivefold ministry. All right, my brothers and sisters. Okay, fivefold ministry. Let's hear the prophet. God went up and gave gifts to men. Now, what does gifts do? Some of them are apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists. Is that all right? All gifts put in the church. It was in the early church at the beginning. Now it's been dark for years. It's coming out over here in the last age, in the Western country, Alpha and Omega. Faith once delivered to the saints, 1955. Brother Branham is saying that the fivefold ministry was at the beginning in the church. All right? And within the dark ages, there was none. But it is now coming back. All right? If it is now coming back and the prophet says coming back, where is it? When was it set? For you to claim that you are a thunder consultant in the fivefold ministry. That will make it sixfold. I'm challenging you and all the followers of Malachi 4. You show me where Brother Branham established the fivefold ministry and when it was launched and how it was launched. When? All right. Brother Branham said that it was placed in the beginning. Yes. And in the dark ages, there was none. But it is going to be restored in the end time. Right here in the end time. Now, a proof to show you that there was not a fivefold ministry in the dark ages, Brother Branham said none of the messengers were prophets. They were reformers. If you did not have the prophet, you never had a fivefold ministry. All right? And if the fivefold ministry is set in order, my beloved, you've got to have the five, all five. All right, that quotation was taken from Faith Once Delivered to the Saints, 1955. Here, Brother Branham, if you claim a fivefold ministry today in the church, hear what Brother Branham is saying. I'm quoting, tested faith produces goods. But you realize that God knows you before you ever come on the earth. You believe that. How many believe that gifts and callings are without repentance? The Bible says that there are five gifts in the church. God has set in the church apostles, which are missionaries, prophets, teachers, evangelists, pastors, truly. If they are apostles, they are prophets. If they are prophets, they are teachers. If there are teachers, there is a pastor. If there is a pastor, there is an evangelist. You can say there's a pastor and evangelist and no prophets and apostles. God still sets
As long as he got his church, he still got his church setting, certainly. Now you don't lay hands on one another for them gifts. God has set some in the church. Now this is plain like daylight. Well, if you claim in pay, if you are claiming a fivefold ministry, and if you claim in a fivefold ministry, where is the apostle? Where is the prophet? Where is the teacher? Where is the evangelist? And where is the pastor? Prophet said, you claim that all have to be in the church. And all that we could hear is about some lame pastor somewhere. Yeah? Lame teacher. Lame evangelist. Not knowing what they are talking about. And they are not vindicated by signs, wonders, and miracles. Which is a requirement for the fivefold ministry, and which is the manifestation of the fivefold ministry. So the fivefold ministry is here today. Yes, sir, but not set in order. And they are not vindicated. So that's it. It is not set in order. And no man has a right to call himself apostle and prophet. Yes, sir. Preacher of righteousness is okay. I said preacher of righteousness is okay. Now these people will be closing just now. Now, I have to get, you see, I have to get the devil. You know, you don't hit a snake, my brother, two lash and leave it. No, make sure you break the back. Yeah. Now, you say, now these people have no regards for Brother Branham's message. Huh? And that comes from the tree root. Jackson defied all the interpretation of Brother Branham. Yeah? And he preached his own doctrine. That's the seed that Kay came from. That's the seed that Ander came from. They pick quotations of what they want. And they, you know, leave the others believing it's not inspired. Now, you will say, well, that is what Brother Branham said. Let me prove it in the Bible for you now. Yeah. When John the Baptist came, the forerunner of Christ, the fivefold ministry was not set. Huh? This one might shock you. While Jesus was on earth, doing signs and wonders and sent forth the preachers, the fivefold ministry was never set. How many knows that? He appointed 12 and he appointed 70, but never had a fivefold ministry. Upon the earth. Yeah. Where did you get it from? How was you positioned, Mr. T? Alright? And you are rude, out of place. Yes, to make our brothers sit down in the congregation saying that they don't know their position in the fivefold ministry. You're a liar. You're an arrogant man. Yes, and we are speaking here for them. You brought them in your congregation and put them to sit down by invitation and tell them that they cannot speak. It goes to show how proud you are. Huh? It goes to show how arrogant you are. It goes to show how fearful you are of this revelation. Because the men will pull your members out of the church and expose you by the question. That is why you cannot answer the question. Yeah, we are speaking for them, and we will speak to you from the public. We speak to you from our website. We will speak to you by tape. We will speak to you by books, and expose you to the world. Yes, that's the price you will pay for ridiculing our brothers, for belittling our brothers. We are proving to you that you are not in the fivefold, but you are in the devil fivefold. Yes. Our brothers belong to the fivefold. They are all preachers of righteousness. Yes. They are potential pastors, potential evangelists, potential teachers, potential prophets, potential apostles, yet to be placed in order. Yes. And when they are placed in order, God will stand behind them with signs and wonders and miracles. Yes, you don't know how the fivefold ministry is set in order. And I'm going to leave you in your ignorance. John the Baptist never set it. Jesus never set it. But there was a fivefold ministry recorded in Ephesians 4. Yes, 11 and 12. Where did it come from? How was it set? How was it set? When was it set? Yeah, deny what we are saying. And then you deny Revelation 10:1, the very one to set the fivefold ministry in order. You deny him? That is why you are out of the fivefold ministry. The very one that you deny standing on earth is the one to set the fivefold ministry in order. Yes, sir. Tell me, I'm challenging the world. I'm challenging Anda. I'm challenging all Jackson followers. Tell me, how was the fivefold ministry set in order at the beginning of the church? I have the answer. We have the answer. And we have preached it before. And we believe it and understand it. And we know it to be the truth. Don't play stupid with the EODH, boy. You went out of your head? Yeah. Don't play stupid and think that you find an errors in EODH book. Don't try to believe it. Our ministers over there in Ghana, we are standing for them. Go on, brothers, in full faith. Yeah, this is a dumb man that tried to ridicule you, and we are standing by the word of God. They don't know nothing. They are not in the fivefold. They are in the fivefold of the devil. Otherwise, they will be preaching Revelation 10:1, and they will be preaching what you are preaching over there. Yes, so it is a sword of the king at work. Yes, my beloved brothers and sisters, they cannot defeat this revelation. Imagine that they will say that our brothers cannot speak in a gathering that they were invited to because they don't belong, they don't have a position in the fivefold ministry. Imagine something like that. Imagine that proud spirit. You invite a man to talk. You invite a man to discuss. And when the people reach there, you will come from the pulpit as a Big Seven Thunder specialist. And will tell them that they cannot take part in this meeting because they don't know their position in the fivefold ministry. You don't know your position in the fivefold ministry. And I challenge you to show me your position. All right. Bear patience with me again. I quote the prophet. Prophet of God say, to know your position as a son of God in the body of Christ, an angel have to appear to you. All right. An angel have to appear to you. He have to anoint you. He have to reveal your position in Christ and send you out. And when you are sent out, he will back you up by signs and wonders and miracles. And Brother Branham said, that is what happened to me. An angel appeared. He told me my position. He sent me out. And he backed up my ministry with signs and wonders and miracles. Oh, my brothers and sisters. Yes. And that is what happened to Brother Paul. He said, this night an angel stand at my side. He said, I've given you the souls of all the men that is on this ship. Yeah. And if you obey me, you shall live. Yeah. Peter had an angel. My God. Peter had an angel. And they threw him into prison. And the angel come and smote him on the side and wake him up. Yes, and the gate opens of his own accord. Yes, and he sent Peter to preach. Every man that is appointed in the body of Christ has an angel. Because he's an adopted son of God. Yes, he is positionally placed in the body of Christ. And the daughters of God are also placed in the body of Christ. And they are given angels to work signs and wonders and miracles. Away with your fivefold ministry, Tay. Away with your fivefold ministry, and you are out of the body of Christ. You are not born again. You have no revelation. Yes, and you are born from a corruptible seed, from Jackson. Our brothers are born from the Word of God. Yes, they are preachers. They belong to the fivefold ministry. Yes, my young brother, minister, that come out from the tent of Korah, with your people, you have done right. Influence others to do the same. Use this message that I am preaching. Let it go to Ghana. We will send it to the world. And on the net, yes, all followers of Jackson, they are not born again. They are not born again. They are not in the fivefold. Say, and I declare you as a proud man, arrogant man, a lying man, yes, and a heretic that try to belittle our ministers in Ghana, and we will belittle you to the whole world. I'm coming back for you. Again on Revelation 10:1. And all the foolishness you spoke, yes, on your letter, all the foolishness you spoke against the Word of God, and the way you tried to belittle our ministers, you will pay for it. Yeah, you try to embarrass those great men, a great man like Mensah, who have hundreds in his church and accommodated our brothers sent to Africa. You try to belittle Asari, belittle that brother, saying that they are university boys. No, they are more than that. They are Christians. They are ministers of God. Yeah. You try to embarrass our brothers in that meeting there, saying that they don't belong to the fivefold, or they don't know their position. You don't know your position. You don't know your position. You're a heretic. That's your position. Yes. You are no thunder specialist. Belittle our brothers. You will pay the cake. We stand behind our brothers. We stand behind every member. We are right. You are wrong. Yes, sir. We have the world and you don't have it. Come, musicians. Let us sing a song. My brothers and sisters, the axe is laid to the root of the tree. Yeah, take it from the root. The root is Jackson. And when you take the root, the branches will fall. Yeah, that was a wise fellow. He said, the axe is laid to the root of the tree. And every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn and cast into the fire. Yeah, what about this, Mr. T? Yes. And you're trying to make him pastor over the church? Yeah, you are no more than a bunch of Pentecostal. You are Pentecostal in spirit. You are not born again. And you want to make him the next leader of the church, trying to ordain him. Run from their believers. Don't let them fool you by running to UK and being chained up in UK and come back there to pastor the church. No, that's a tribal spirit. Yeah, the tribal spirit, they pass the kingship. Yeah, from one to the next one, and the next one to the next one. Yeah, even though they are an adulterer and fornicator. Yes, run from there, run from Tay, run from Anda. Yes, and run from Tayson. Yes, sir. Run, because none of them could get you born. That he is not born again. He that cometh adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. Yes. Except a man be born again, he cannot understand the kingdom of God. So he don't have understanding of the kingdom of God. As long as they go out and live in sin, commit adultery. Yes. And then want to come and pastor you. Don't let that man pastor you. No, sir. My beloved brothers and sisters, this word is sharp as a two-edged sword. Nothing can stand before the word of God. Nothing can stand. We challenge the world to show us their fivefold ministry. Set in order. Show us where Brother Branham set it. And tell me how it's going to be set in. I'll keep you in your ignorance. But the Ghana brothers knows. Ghana ministers knows. And you won't find out that. Go find out how the fivefold ministry is set in order. Yes, sir. It will keep you in your ignorance. If everything to set it in order, you deny. And like Laodicea, you put him out of the door. Yeah, Laodicea put Christ outside of the door. And these heretics want to put our Redeemer out of the door and deny him. My brother, he is here this morning. His presence is here this morning. I was hoping to deal with Revelation 10:1 in the afternoon. But what I will do, we don't have enough time. No, it's something that needs proving. That Revelation 10:1, Kinman Redeemer, is in our midst. I will be here, Lord's willing, on Wednesday. Let us continue to preach the word of God and expose these heretics. I trust, brothers and sisters, that this message here this morning delivered thousands of souls around the world. And people will see the folly of the men that claim to be evangelists and apostles and pastor and prophet and teachers. Yeah, a lot of them, they gather in a fivefold. When you go there, it's a twofold. There's a gathering of pastors. If you ask them where the apostles, I would like to meet him. Where is the prophet? I'd like to meet him. Their mouth will be shut right away. Brother Branham say, all five have to be there. Yeah. He said, when the sons of God is set in order, an angel is going to appear and tell you your position in Christ. And he will send you. And he will back you up with signs and wonders. Let them challenge that. Let them challenge what I'm saying. Yeah. Let them prove differently to what I have preached this morning. What I have spoken is thus saith the Lord. Because it come from the scripture. It come from the message of the prophet. A fivefold ministry is not yet set in order. But it exists now on earth, waiting for it to be set in order by a certain blessing. Yeah, give him a praise. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Holy Father. Thank you, Holy Father. Thank you. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your blessing. Oh, nothing can stand before the true revelation of Christ. I know that, Lord. Thank you very much for your great grace, your great word, your great spirit, your presence, Revelation 10:1, standing in our midst. We give you the glory and we give you the thanks. Thank you very much for the unction from above this morning, for exposing and delivering people around the world. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray with thanksgiving. And the congregation say,
yeah.
One more time.
Yeah.
One more time we say,
yeah.
Amen. Give us a song and let us stand.